Do we ever guess? We do. Is it Cliff Crook, Mr.
Yes,
Winters?
It is. Scientists are debating whether hundreds of curious tracks found in Washington State represent new evidence that the creature known as Bigfoot really exists. Self-proclaimed Bigfoot tracker Cliff Crook believes the evidence found by the other researchers is so great that he's headed back to that reservation to collect more data. Now, according to Crook, there have been 19 sightings of Bigfoot in Washington State this year. Witnesses have described the creature as being 8 foot tall with feet 17 inches long and 7 inches wide. He's thought to weigh about 600 pounds.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Hey, good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, real good.
How close were you to finding one of these things?
Well, we've taken out some hair strands from some of the beds that we found there, that animal beds that were Bigfoot tracks had led right to these beds. And we took 11 hair strands, and we've got them turned in for DNA testing. And they won't be... released, the findings won't be released till September.
Hmm. Have you actually seen one yourself?
Yes, I have, back in 1956, and that's what got me started on Lifetime.
Where was it in 56?
Between Woodinville and Duval in western Washington State. And I was camped out with three boys, and a German Shepherd was with us. And something was coming across the swamp, and it was about midnight, and we had a fire burning, and something came up to the underbrush, which was about 6 foot high, and the dog leaped into the brush and was thrown right back in where it started from,
flying back out.
Wow.
Yeah, into the camp, right, almost into the campfire, and it landed with a thud, and there was some blood on its nose and everything, but it was kind of knocked cold, and we looked up, and this thing rose up, turned, and then crouched back down behind the brush. And what we saw of that was just the side of the face, the shoulders, had a gray, wrinkled-up-looking, grizzly-looking face, and it wasn't a bear, and it wasn't a human being.
Do you believe that there's more than one of these?
Yeah, I do, and I don't. I'm really skeptical as far as a lot of the reports that come in, and I don't really think that there's a Bigfoot behind every tree like some of these websites will try to convince people. I don't think they're in every state in the union or that. I think there's likely areas for such a creature, and then according to the evidence we have on file for the last 44 years, the case for this Bigfoot creature is very good. There's nothing we have on file that to indicate that the Sasquatch or the Bigfoot doesn't exist.
You think they're male or female?
Both. And I think that that they've escaped scientific detection, like a lot of other animals have. In Africa, it wasn't until 1921 when a scientist had to see one to discover it for the world, that they were getting the same reports over there of this hairy type creature that was roaming the woods and this and that, and they thought it was just a myth.
So where do they think that these things live then, in the woods? I mean, how does something this big hide from people and not be discovered?
Okay, well, I don't want to tell you that there's such a thing as a dumb question, but...
That's a dumb question.
And I'm not going to tell you that it is. But
we will.
If you were to get on a hill and look over some of this country, there is so many inaccessible places. You might believe this this thing that, oh, well, man has explored all this country up here, the 24,000 miles of dense, primitive square miles of wilderness in the Pacific Northwest, but he might have looked at it from up above on a hill or something. That's not exploring it. There's no way some of these... No man can walk into some of these areas. They're just inaccessible.
Do they have genitals?
Well, I would think so. there's been reports of smaller ones and family and male and female.
Baby Bigfoots.
Right.
Yeah, are there baby Bigfoots?
I just said there was, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
That would be a dumb question.
Dumb question.
Are you another dumb question.
I mean, that, no, it was my turn for the dumb question.
Leslie.
Leslie, you're on deck. Well, do you have a website or anything we could go to?
Yeah, I do. there is one. It's you can just go to search and say punch in like type in this is Bigfoot Country and you'll come right to it.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, Cliff, good luck in your search.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we'll probably see you in the news.
All right.
Thanks, Cliff.
Huh?
Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Toodles.
Bye now.
Don't want to say there's no such thing as a stupid interview.
You were dissed.
All I wanted to know, do they live in trees? Do they live in caves?
Don't want to say that that's a stupid question.
I didn't think they lived on Main Street, you know, with a mailbox out front.
Dumb question, Scott.
I'll tell you, that guy's a firecracker on the air, too,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he was.
Wow.